So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Where the hell are we, David Prager?
Right now we're at the 21st Amendment Bar, which is about mere 4 or 5 blocks from the Moscone Center, where Macworld just kicked off early this morning for 2005.
And each and every one of us has an iPod Shuffle. Isn't that exciting? No, Kevin Rose doesn't. Where's your iPod Shuffle? Didn't you go to the Apple Store right after the...
I have no idea what you just said. I can't even hear you in here. I'm just enjoying my beer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm having iced tea. Roger Chang, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, I have no iPod Shuffle because I got there too late, and I have work.
Many people don't know that Roger Chang's parents own the Fisherman's Galley in the beautiful Modesto, California. And who's that? It's Patrick Norton.
I have no iPod Shuffle, but I'm buying a Mac Mini as soon as I can get an Apple Store. Yeah, I am.
And what does your lovely wife, Sarah, say about that?
He can have the Mac Mini, but he can't have the Shuffle. Sorry, not happening.
But the Shuffle is so cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, their first fight live on podcast. So Sarah told me that it was either the couch or the Mac Mini. So which is it, Sarah? Couch, Mac Mini?
We'll just take every single PC tower we own and we will build this glorious couch. It'll look like something out of Ready Made magazine.
Do you really have a Beowulf cluster in the garage?
You know, we're damn close, Leo.
That's good, Patrick.
Yeah.
And you're using that for what, MP3?
Heating the house, mostly.
This is actually fun, getting together.
I want to know, what would you rather have, Lee? Would you rather have 2 Mac Minis or 1 Mac Mini with a gig of RAM and a super drive?
Is this a trick question?
No, it's true.
Two Mac Minis or one?
Or 1 Mac Mini with a gig of RAM and a super drive, because you could get
super
the same.
Drive?
With you could get a DVD burner in it.
The Mac Mini?
Yeah, but it would cost the same amount. By the time you get the super drive and get the gig of RAM, you could also have 2 Mac Minis at the base level.
Say again?
For the same, like, $1,000.
Well, you know what I'm actually thinking of doing?
My
daughter dropped her iBook, and the screen replacement's going to cost more than the iBook did.
Ow.
So I'm thinking I'd just get her a Mac Mini. And would you like to buy a broken iBook, David?
Well, I think you should have gotten Apple Care on that first.
Would you want it, Patrick?
You actually already own a Mac Mini. It's an iBook without a screen.
Oh, that's right. What was I thinking? I don't need a screen.
Is that they can't an excuse to take it outside.
What am I thinking? I already own a Mac Mini.
That's me.
This is why I need to do the screensavers, because I don't know how to do this stuff. You're right. All I do is put a keyboard and what am I thinking? I'm an idiot. I was going to buy a Mac Mini.
I'm buying one.
Are you going to buy a Mac Mini?
I'm definitely going to get one. The only thing, I looked on the Apple site, it's $412 to upgrade to gig of RAM.
That bites.
Oh, well, don't buy the Apple.
I know, but can you believe that? And a lot of people are going to do that, and that's freaking doubling the price.
It's more than double.
I asked one of the Mac guys when I was registering. He's like, yeah, I wouldn't really want to get the gig, but it's going to put it up like over $1,000. He's like, what are you doing? Just buy the Mac and buy some third-party RAM for it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm almost positive it's got a single RAM slot.
So you're gonna buy a one gig stick. That's why it's so expensive.
Still, if you go through Crucial, it's not gonna cost you $400.
No.
You know what? It's amazing how many.
It is expensive.
I've heard so many people who've had RAM failures lately who have been returning RAM they've purchased. It's getting amazing. I've run into like 2 or 3 people in the last month that have had RAM failures on newly purchased RAM.
I'm sorry. One place I've actually never had RAM issues with was actually Mac Sales, because that's all they do. It's OWC and MacSales.com.
OWC Sales.
They do is they actually do test the RAM before
I've
gotten like 3 sticks of RAM from them. They had no issues with any of them.
I asked one of the Apple guys, and they said consumers can't open the box. You have to take it to an authorized Mac.
That's
I'm going to open that box.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah, that's a challenge.
Yeah, I didn't see any screws on it. I don't know how you're going to open it.
I'll pry it open somehow.
Yeah, probably could open the iPod either, and we had one open a week after
that was fun, wasn't it? Yeah, but we never had it back together again.
Yeah, exactly. Patrick could never put it back together. How'd he open it?
It was back together.
You know what?
You guys had to go back to Apple in one piece.
You know what's funny?
Oh, that's the one they got that was dented.
Last week at CES, I was over at the PSP North American launch with the Sony press group. And it's kind of funny because the president walks out and says, some have called the PSP an iPod killer. And I'm thinking about it, and like being here at Macworld just kind of reaffirmed that's like, I don't think the PSP is going to garner the audience that the iPod will or has or will have.
How could it even be considered that? Hard drive in the thing.
There's no hard drive.
It plays
drive.
These weird proprietary DVD discs.
Yeah, use the UMD. But, you know, the benefit is that, you know,
doesn't UMD sound like a birth control device, or am I wrong?
No. It's
you would know. You're still having sex, aren't you,
Kevin?
Don't
put that mic in my face. Did you see the Sony? Did you see the keynote, Leo?
Were you there at CES?
Macworld.
Yeah.
Did you see how Jobs hinted at the fact that Sony might acquire Apple?
I think this was the most significant thing that happened at the keynote, and I think was overlooked. So President of Sony comes out,
right.
Talks, loses his place, gets lost, gets Jobs comes back to save him. And then at the end he says, you know, we really should do a computer together.
Yeah.
And smirks.
Computer or music or something like that.
You would never see Jobs do anything offhand like that. That was planned.
We were sitting, I was walking around the show for a while with a couple guys who were sitting behind the president, one of the presidents. There's like 30 presidents at Sony. But he said as soon as they unveiled the Mac Mini, the guy wigged out in his seat.
Oh, my God, we're dead.
Exactly.
We're dead. Well, I think that, you know, there was a rumor a couple of years ago that Sony was going to acquire Apple. Obviously, they're competitors in a lot of areas.
Right.
But I think that maybe, I mean, Jobs didn't drop that hint for nothing.
Right, I agree.
There's something going on there.
They're definitely in talks.
They're talking about something. Now, remember, Sony did the first PowerBooks.
The PC.
Say again?
Bring OS 10 to the PC.
Ooh, could a Vaio with OS 10 be in the works?
I would love.
Let's start that rumor right now.
PC. I would buy that in a heartbeat.
I don't think that'll ever happen, do you?
Nah, probably not.
No.
Why not?
Hey, we want to make a big announcement here, though, don't we? I think we have a big announcement to make. they're all looking at me. David Prager is pregnant. No, that's not it. We were thinking that maybe we should.
Are you announcing a web ring? Is that what you're
I would
announcing?
Think, yeah. Well, this is a web ring. That's kind of trivializing. But I think we should do some sort of alliance of former Tech TV people.
So it's not really a syndication of content. It's an aggregation of content from very select few sources that we have a lot of trust in and belief in. And we know that...
How would you like to be the VP marketing?
He just
got the job.
It sounds like he's a marketing guy, doesn't he? He's got all the keywords right, doesn't he?
I think he just spun the announcement.
That's funny.
He's the spin doctor.
Well, we're thinking that somehow
we all have the things we do.
Yeah, we're all going off on our different paths. We're doing different things.
Tell us what you're doing, Kevin.
Well,
this is Kevin Rose, by the way.
Well, Tell us what we're doing.
Tell us what you're doing. I don't want to get in trouble.
When are you going to put this up for download? Nobody at G4
listens to podcasts, so you're
okay,
all right.
Okay, awesome. Now, I actually, obviously, you know, I've done the broken stuff in the past. And
don't violate your contract,
no,
though.
No, no,
be cool.
I'm not violating it, but
right.
What I really want to do is that, you know, there's certain content that we just can't air on G4 anymore. Because
it's too hardcore.
It's just a little too hardcore. You know, nobody wants to see Unix command prompts on television, at least on this network.
Yeah.
Because
no, that's true,
it just, you know, people turn the channel.
Right.
The majority of people. But
unless
there's
they're
a
Canadian.
Lot,
Canadians love it.
They love that
they
stuff.
They want more. Well, it's winter in Canada.
But,
there's not much to do.
We're geeks, though, Leo. We love that kind of stuff.
We want Unix command
and
prompts.
And we want Unix command prompts. And so there's nothing wrong. In fact, in my contract is the ability to do my own personal web projects.
So you can do that.
I can do that. And I want to do more of that. So I'm getting the equipment together. And with friends, old Tech TV cast members, I'm going to put together some downloadable videos and how-tos to, you know, one of the most things that I know that you enjoyed and that I enjoy most about what we used to do on the old screensavers is that we were actually teaching people something about technology.
Right.
And it was so nice to get the emails and the callers that would say, hey, I learned so much from you guys.
Well, that happened on the show floor. You know, Patrick and I were wandering around Macworld today. In fact, nobody recognized me until I was walking around with Patrick.
Nobody recognized me until I was wandering around with you.
But as soon as we were together, and what is the universal thing? Well, we want to see more of what you guys did. What happened? We want Tech TV back.
Where's Pat's hair?
Not one person said that.
It's kind of funny because I was walking around the floor with a camera over my shoulder and a large bag on my back and a cap, and people still like went up to me and shook my hand.
They said, Roger Chang, we know you, yeah. But Kevin's making a good point, which is that people want that kind of content.
Definitely.
And there's nowhere on TV right now you can get it.
So we're all doing our own thing. I'm going to be putting some little videos together and putting those out. Leo, I know you got some stuff in the works, and Patrick, we're convincing him to create his own website.
This
Let
is
him
the
announce
announcement.
It. He needs
this
to announce
is the
it
announcement.
Right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the big announcement. Patrick Norton.
All right, here's the deal. Leo and Kevin are so disgusted with the fact that I am still not, quote, on the web, or the interweb, as I like to call it.
In any form or fashion. Except for the articles you write
for other people. If I do not have a website put together by March 17th, that would be St. Patrick's Day.
See, that's easy
they're
to remember.
They're going to put one together for me.
We figure we'll find some way to make it easy for you to put content up.
And the truth is they're probably going to figure out a way to replace blogging, because it's got to be more bomb-proof and idiot-proof than blogging for me to do
I'm
it on
I'm thinking
a
we
basis.
Give them a little recorder that just kind of broadcasts to the
if
net.
We give them a recorder, I'll transcribe it, and I'll put it in blog post form for him.
It'll be like Andy Rooney's kind of spot on 60 Minutes.
What is the story with this blogging? You know, I think Dvorak already has that job. But we're going to get you on the net.
I'll be like the foul Andy Rooney.
Oh, I like that.
The naughty Andy
the
Rooney.
The naughty Andy Rooney. But I do think that we want to get Patrick online. We want to get Yoshi on. Yoshi's already online. We got Dan is already online. Prager, you're going to get a website. Roger, we got to get you kind of have your own personal thing.
Yeah,
can you do
mine's kind of died after college. I could start it up again.
He's at CNET now, but if you have time.
GameSpot, but yeah.
Yeah, or GameSpot, I'm sorry.
A division of CNET.
A division of CNET, ladies and gentlemen. Marcus Registrada.
Hey, it's GameSpot.com, and if you happen to see a video on GameSpot with an interview with the developer, or perhaps a game you enjoy with a couple of game movies, I probably made them.
You're doing game movies?
Game movies.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my battery's dying. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this podcast. Have a wonderful evening. I don't know what that beeping was.